to the podcast.
Nuts. I love it. Well, guys, hi. My name is Rose.
I'm Lizzie.
Oh, yeah. And welcome to Doesn't Matter. We're back after a hiatus of like a week and a half. Did you miss us?
Nobody is listening.
Yeah, there are 7 listeners.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, guys.
I know. Our goal is 200 and then we're going to quit. And we're going to celebrate. Anyways, let's start that again. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hi. My name is Rose.
And I'm Lizzie.
And welcome to Doesn't Matter. Each episode, we will take turns asking each other one important or completely pointless question. The other person will have 11 minutes to make the case of why they think it does or does not matter.
Ooh.
Take it away.
Okay. I am a little bit scared to ask you this just because...
I like fear.
I know you do.
Yeah.
But I just think that it could be very interesting. But
you hear that swallow? That's wine.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay. You're gonna need that. So
I'll not put it down.
So I am on some dating apps, as you know.
Okay.
And I recently came across somebody on a dating app.
Okay.
That you dated.
Okay.
And it got me thinking about this, about, does it actually matter how you end a relationship?
Are you serious?
Because. Yes.
Okay, sorry. Ask your question. We'll set a timer and I'm going to actually sit until you finish so that I don't interrupt your question, okay?
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, you can explain if you want how that relationship ended or you can keep that to yourself. But I just think that if you know, like, if both people come to the conclusion that it wasn't the right relationship, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter how it ended. And so maybe that's, like, after the fact, but I don't necessarily, like, whether it's they ghost you or you break up with him or he breaks up with you or whatever, like, if you realize it's not a good relationship, doesn't matter how the relationship has ended.
Okay.
Let me start a timer.
Uh-huh.
You're about to, like, scream in my face, and I can feel it, and I'm ready. And 1, 2, 3, go.
Well, I just want to first say, I don't know if I want to be, like, known as the, like, fighter or the, like, angry one. So I feel a little hesitant, and I need to, like, be a little subdued. But I can't be, so I'm not going to be. Just have to preface with that, you know?
No, I just completely lit a fire under you.
You lit a fire under my ass, because I think... So, I think it doesn't really matter who ends a relationship, like, he or she or them or pronoun, fill in the blank. Like, relationships end.
Yeah.
And, oh, I have a list of people in my mind where I'm like, I hope your relationship ends. How brutal is that?
Whoa.
Yeah. And so, I think it's...
I like, feel that, too, though. Some people, you're like, you should not be in a relationship.
Yeah, you're just like, that's just... We all of us know.
There's all, like, of us know, like, except you.
Like, oh, you know, too. Wait, maybe it's that you don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
You don't know how to break up.
Yeah.
You don't know how to have your heart broken. So, which is like, I feel like there's just a science to this. To having, it's like, it hurts for a little bit.
Yeah.
And every day it hurts a little bit less.
Yeah.
And then you, like, breathe a little bit deeper. And then all of a sudden you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if everybody could be fine with the fact that a breakup's going to hurt for, like, I guess it depends based on who you are as a person.
Or, like, how long you were in the relationship.
Yeah. Or maybe sometimes, you know, the longer you're in it, maybe the less it hurts because you feel a little bit more free. I don't know. That's, like, dangerous line. But that's not really the point. I think it absolutely does matter. And I think our modern culture of, like, ghost land crap just says that we are a people group that actually don't know how to communicate at all.
Yeah.
And I think it's actually really... I think when you're being ghosted or have been ghosted, I think both of you know it wasn't going to work. I think there's, like, that deep subconscious knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah, this is, like, probably not right. And I know exactly who you're talking about. And I think there was some, like, deep subconscious. Yeah, this is, like, probably you're fun and you're attractive and you're tall. in case the listener is wondering who he is. Like, great. Those are all good things.
Yeah.
Maybe a too tall? Is that a thing?
Let's
not say the actual height. Oops. Yeah, anyways.
He's pretty tall, though.
Let's move on from the, like, specifics
here.
I think two people can both know, like, this is not a relationship that is going to work or going to be maybe, like, life-giving or a forever relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just, like, okay, I think how hard is it to be, like, hey, blank? Imagine if somebody's name was actually blank. That'd be awesome.
Probably someone in the world has a name blank.
Yeah, if you're out there, introduce yourself.
Sign to the DMs. Yeah. At Doesn't Matter Podcast.
How do you, like, sign a, when it's, like, sign on the blank line, what do you, like, write blank? And then do people think you're idiots? An idiot? Singular? Anyways, that was a funny word to mess up.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you hear where I'm going?
Yeah, yeah, no, I hear where you're going.
So both people have a deep unconscious knowing that this relationship is actually, like, unhealthy, not great, we're too different, you want sex, I don't. Like, there's a whole, this person's gonna know exactly what went on. Anyways, for live air,
yeah.
Juicy.
Yeah.
But I think how hard is it to, like, calls, you don't even have to be face to face. I think that's awkward. And, like, depending on how quote unquote serious, I think if you've been on, like, 2+ dates, I know somebody who has a, like, I absolutely will not ghost somebody after a date policy.
Whoa.
They'll, like, message them, be like, hey, that was really fun. This is the reasons why I think you're great, but it's just, like, not going to work out. All the peace and joy to you. Bye bye.
Wow, that's great.
So it is great, isn't it? Why do you think it's great?
I think it's great. I want to circle back and tell you why I think it doesn't matter at the end.
Okay.
But I think that's great because they are, like, just completely able to, like, cut it off, and there's no, like, residual whatever.
Yeah, there's no guessing.
Yeah.
Somebody just doesn't, like, kind of float off into oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think it's actually not that hard. I've done it. I think I've had more conversations of, like, this isn't going to work out than I've probably been ghosted. But I remember the ghosted conversations because there's a level of trauma to them.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, like, most probably psychologists, I don't know, if you're a psychologist out there and you've studied ghosting, please do DM us at
Does It Matter Podcast on Instagram.
On Instagram. Because, I think there's, like, some deep psychological stuff that goes on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it says you're a super weak, uncommunicative, basically bastard.
Okay, but this is my point.
Okay.
This is my point of, like, at the end of the day, how somebody ends a relationship with you says so much about them. And so, like, it doesn't matter if they're ghosting you because you just find out exactly who they are.
Yeah, you find, but, like, that process of finding out who they are could be relieved if they were like, hey, so I'm a douchebag and you're not, so this is not gonna work.
Yeah, but, like, they're never gonna do that. And so I think my thing is, like, if a guy ghosts you,
you know that he's a douchebag.
You know that he's a douchebag. And so you're like, okay, that's what happened. He's an asshole. Like, moving on.
Yeah.
And, like,
can we still say that this is clean if we say asshole in it? Do you think? Does it matter?
Yeah, that is part of the human anatomy.
Okay, great. Okay.
So this is also a science podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Bill Nye, the science guy. Yeah. Bill.
Yeah, so I think it, like, says so much about a person.
Yeah.
That.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're saying that at the end, let's say you've been seeing somebody or dated. I don't even know the distinction between.
I don't either.
Let's just say there's no distinction these days.
Okay, great.
For 2 months, and then all of a sudden he's gone.
Yeah.
Basically, you're saying it doesn't matter that he didn't, like, sit you down and be like, hey, sweetie pumpkin face.
Yeah.
It's been good, but I'm moving on now. You're saying, actually, because he just ghosted me, he's telling me that he doesn't have the wherewithal to actually be a, like, thoughtful person.
Yeah.
And then, therefore, you learn everything about the fact that... So, it, in one regard, it does matter.
Yeah.
It says everything.
Yeah.
But how that they're breaking up with you in a series of ways, it actually doesn't matter what that way is. They're saying what they're saying about who they are to you.
Yeah.
Well, that, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Huh. I think, like, it's, I don't know, and maybe it's a complete, like, it's cyclical and I'm saying this, we're saying the exact
same
thing.
We might be saying, like, a near same thing.
Yeah. I just think that, like, what is it, 90% of communication is, like, nonverbal or whatever.
Yeah.
It's, like, the action of how somebody ends a relationship with you says everything about how they would have treated you. Like, if somebody, that person, I don't know who that friend is, who's, like, sits down and is like, hey, this isn't gonna work for me.
Yeah,
like,
it's actually just whatever. A text message. They don't actually, like, go face to face.
Okay, but, like, even still, it's like, that's the kind of person that they are, and, like, the level of care that they would have given. A guy who ghosts you wouldn't actually give a shiz about you.
Yeah.
And like, so he's showing all of his cards.
Yeah.
I think we might be saying the same thing.
I think we're saying roughly the same thing. I think we're saying that if somebody ghosts you, they're like, they're not of like utmost quality. I think what's interesting is, to me, I think it just feels, it says how childish as a culture, a dating culture, we really are. Like, it feels like you're giving somebody the silent treatment.
No, that's 100%. It is like, I want to play hide and seek, and I'm going to go hide forever so that you don't have to like seek.
Yeah. So like, just bye.
Just
and
bye.
It just seems so like, I would like to be, I don't want to have to go through many more breakups. They're not that fun.
Yeah.
But I think feedback is actually something that's really missing in this world. Like, how many times have you had your annual review?
Literally.
Maybe once.
Once.
Yeah, I'm about to have my second one in my life tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sitting at 31 years old.
Yeah.
So I think actually what a great opportunity for feedback of being like, hey, I think you're not a fit for me because I really want to do nothing with my life and you're an overachiever and that's never gonna work. You're like, oh great, thanks, well this is what I enjoyed about you, okay, bye-bye.
That's so funny because my past two relationships, after we broke up basically like a year later, we had
an annual review. That's hilarious.
And like hashed everything out, and like both relationships ended,
quality people.
Great guys, but like those relationships ended in like not great ways.
Yeah.
And it was very indicative of like how the relationship went, how the breakup happened.
Interesting. And they actually loop back.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's so interesting.
I just think it like says everything about a person.
I think it absolutely says. I think though that if it says everything about the person, then we're saying that it does matter.
Yeah, maybe I was wrong.
Well, or I think we're just trying to like figure out what we're actually saying here. But like, okay, I have a friend. This friend is going to remain genderless because they might be listening. But this friend, their love interest basically just like slowly started being uninterested and like slowly started kind of being like, oh, yeah, I'm actually like spending time with this friend and this other guy. And then also and this other guy. And basically like, oh, so now we know the gender of the friend. Anyways. And basically, like, kept giving these, like, very weird clues that, like, I'm no longer interested in you.
That's so weird.
And then the other person had to be like, hey, so this isn't going to work, is it? And the other person's like, no, I don't think so. And
it's
like,
oh my gosh.
Actually just be like, hey, this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
You're great or you're not. Or here's my explanation. I'm using real human, like, words.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like, meeting you face to face or text to text. However you want to have that, like, quote, they can't see my
air quotes,
but, like, real human interaction about why it ain't a thing.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why that's hard though. Like I'll give people lessons on how to phrase a like 1 second, 13 second sentence on why it's not going to work. That's not that hard.
I think my guess of why people ghost is that they're like afraid of the reaction of the person like coming back and being like, if I text you and say, this is over, I'm afraid of, like, what you're going to say back to me. And so people, like, find it easier just to be like, LOL, bye, I'm Casper.
Yeah, Casper. Bye-bye, Casper. Yeah. You know I say to ghosts?
What?
Stop. Ghost. Stop ghosting and be real people. Well, guys, that's time. Can you believe 11 minutes went that fast?
How do I stop?
Stop timer. Can you remind me how we get out of these podcasts?
I'd like, do you have forever. Any closing remarks?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
It's time for our generation to communicate like adults.
Whoa.
Bye-bye children time.
Yeah.
Hello adult life.
I think this is a good takeaway. I think we all need to give each other a little bit more credit, give ourselves a little bit less credit, and realize that we're all freaking adults. If you don't like me, tell me to my face or via a text message.
Yeah, or courier, like a little pigeon with a note wrapped around its ankle. Like, tell me. Just tell me.
And in a really good segue, tell us what you think. If you have any questions, if you have any good banana bread recipes, slide them into Does It Matter Podcast Instagram.
And we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time.